It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater. And during the first quarter of this year, the Tibbetts Opera House, looking for matching donations. It's the Board Match Challenge that's back again. Andy French is with us, development director for the Tibbetts. Kind of a cool way for the board to put their money where their mouth is, but also to kind of leverage some of that money with people in the community, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me, Ken. Yeah, the Board Match Challenge really does help our board sort of really be engaged with the community in the aspect of trying to help meet the financial needs of our institution. And so we've been working for the last couple months, mostly on social media. We did a spot early in January with you, and we're almost to our goal. So this is the final push. It ends the end of March. So April Fool's Day, we will have a chance to celebrate a successful Board Match Challenge.
Okay. So what were you looking at money-wise that you wanted to raise in this first quarter?
So we're hoping to raise $15,000. That will help us offset some of the significant expenses as we gear up for Tibbetts Summer Theater, as well as, you know, the addition of new staff and other operational costs that we have. And we've been very successful. We're about $3,500 to $3,000 short of our goal. So we think that we're quite close to that, and we're expecting that we'll make that goal by the end of the week.
Yeah. Well, obviously, people who attend shows see the shows and think, okay, maybe ticket sales take care of all this stuff. There's an awful lot that ticket sales don't take care of that you do need to do this fundraising for.
That's right. So, for example, you know, we think about the production values of the shows last year. We've got equally good shows this year. One of the not-so-public costs are the royalty fees that we have to pay. So, we have a really successful show, then the royalties we have to pay actually get bigger. So, we don't know how good something's going to be, and then, boom, we've got a bit of a cost that we didn't expect.
But throughout the year, just the general maintenance the building and keeping the lights on for that. And as programs expand at the Tibbetts, which they have been over the last few years, like you said, some adding more staff to be able to handle that. And with that, as any business knows, comes more cost.
That's right. That's right. So we think about as we bring on our summer box office staff that help deal with summer theater, we bring on all of our company. There are costs associated, not even talking about their salary, but all the additional costs that have to happen, whether it's equipment and supplies that they need. We always are in need of technical support as we expand the production values of our shows.
Yeah. And again, the things that happen throughout the year, whether it's Tibbetts produced productions or things like when the Noon Club does their show or when Quincy High School is in there and those kinds of things.
Yeah, and they don't cover, I mean, what we charge them is not what it costs to run. So those costs really get offset by charitable donations from our public. And
all right.
So we're grateful.
So this Board Match Challenge then, as you said, through the end of March, what's the easiest way someone can meet that challenge?
So if you're listening on the radio, you can pick up your phone and call our office and give us your credit card. You can mail in a donation. We'll take those. And obviously our website now, obviously, we'll take your donation there. There's actually a link on the website for that Board Match Challenge. When you go in, make a donation, one of the choices is the Board Match Challenge. So any of those three work. We'd love to have you stop by. Love to have a conversation with you to learn from you what you value at the Tibbetts.
All right. So again, right there, the Donate Now button is right off the front page for the Board Match Challenge 2024. As members of the Tibbetts Opera House Board of Directors put their money where their mouth is, and they support Tibbetts, and they're asking for the match up to $15,000. And so we got a couple more thousand to raise here in this next week.
Yeah, three or four, about $3,500 or so. We're excited. We're that close, so right. It's going to be good.
All right, Andy French, he's the development director for the Tibbetts Opera House with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.